Representative Jim Jordan, Congress ignores Biden blunders in favor of UFO hearing. By Catherine Hamilton on May 17, 2022. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, slammed Congress on Tuesday for holding a hearing on UFOs rather than addressing some of the most pressing issues facing the nation. $5 gas. No baby formula. Record crime. Record inflation. Border crisis. And what's Congress doing today? Holding a hearing on UFOs. The congressman posted to Facebook and Twitter. The hearing, officially called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, began at 9 a.m. ET and is the first hearing of its kind in 50 years. The last one occurred in 1968, Fox News reported. The House Intelligence Subcommittee, led by Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, held the hearing reportedly to dig into the mystery of unexplained aerial phenomena. Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security Ronald Moultrie and Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray testified at the hearing. There are a lot of unexplained aerial phenomena. We don't know what they are, and they can't be easily rationalized as weather phenomenon or balloons or anything else. So it's quite a mystery, Schiff said. The hearing comes after the Black Vault, a privately run online repository of declassified government documents, published a redacted unclassified UFO report in 2021, which alleged the government recorded 144 UFO reports between 2004 and 2021, Breitbart News reported. Of those, 80 reports involved observation with multiple sensors. In line with Jordan's claims, gas prices reached another all-time high on Monday. Over 50% of the normal supply of baby formula is reportedly out of stock in at least 8 states. Violent criminals are wreaking havoc. Grocery store prices were up 10.8% in April. And under President Joe Biden's virtually non-existent border policy, the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, said enough fentanyl is being pumped into the United States to kill every American. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.